Okay. Mazel de Kechoylish. So. Okay, today's shiur is the second part of Inyan Beria. So the the Mishnah says on Tzadi Vav Amid Beis Yerech Asher Nisbashal Bo Gid Anosha. So you had the Yerech, that's meat, and the Gid Anosha is in the meat. Yimish Bo Beno Sintam Terez Asura. Case of Mishar Nusak Moser Belefis. In other words, this Mishnah is assuming that Yesh Begidim and Osin Tam. Right? In other words, everyone agrees that Gid Anosha, if you eat the Gid Anosha itself, you've violated a lot. Even though there may not be any Osin Tam. But that the Gemara says, Eitzi Vatoros Rosso. The Torah asks it. The Torah can ask her anything. The Torah can ask her eating a piece of wood. So Eitziva Torah Asra. So the only question is, does it have the ability to answer something else? So if you hold Yesh Begidim Enos and Tam, then it's the regular halacha that if you cook it with rice, it'll answer the rice. If Ein Begidim Enos and Tam, then it won't answer the rice, even if you don't have Shishim, because it doesn't have the ability of Nesinas Tam. Then the Mishnah says, "Get a nashir esbashel imagidim b'zman shemakiran b'nosin tam imlav kula masur." So if you have a get a nashir together with other gidim, so this Mishnah again is holding yesh begidim b'nosin tam. So then it has to be a shir of shishim to bevata. But say, so if you have a shir of shishim, you're okay. But what if? Then you just remove the Gid Hanasha, and the rest of the Gidim are okay because it's the Shishim Kenegan. But what if you can't find the Gid? You don't know which is the Gid. There's Mancha Makiro, fine. Vimlav, Kulon Asurin. But if not, if you can't identify which one is the Gid Anasha, so then Kula Asur Abu. So the Gemara asks the Kasha on the bottom of Tzadi Tes of the Days, last line. The Libato Beruba. So the Gemara says, "Very shiny." Very shiny. So you get an usher as a barrier because it's a unit of Nei Atzma. So therefore, is Yavish Bim Yavish remember me, no? What? No. Gabe, the other things, it's lach b'lach. But now the gabe, the be'en shebo, so it'll be batel if you can't, it won't be batel if you can't discern which it is. Part of lach b'lach is then you have to throw away the be'en. Because the be'en is not going to be batel. So you throw away the be'en, but now if you can't identify where the ban is, then you have to rely on Vittel, but if Barry is not Bottle, then you have a problem. So take a look in the Rashba on page 3, in the Bayis HaKotzer. So it says here, Gira Nasha, Shinizbashal and Gidim, Bisman Shemekiro, Zarko Vokal Achal, Fichaina Osir Taruvis, Bepletasso, Shame Begidim and Osintam. So he's working now with the sheet that they ain't Begidim and Osintam. So that means that the Tam is not going to ask for anything else. Eitz who? El Shatoros Rosso. Whereas the Gira Nasha is not Minosin Tam, but the Torah asked it, so that only asked the Eitz itself. But it's not going to affect something else. But Medva Mumum Gufo Shogid. Of Bashomna Vaknokno Shabo Asurim Tarulusim Ad Shishim. But that's only the Gufa Gid, but there's the Shuman of the Gid, you know, the different fat around the Gid and things like that, which is also Asur. So that has the regular, that has a Nesina Stam, because it's not like the Gid itself is like a piece of wood. And answers at Shishim, Yisharisum, Rav Bishu Ke'etz HaTorah Asroso. So lo l'hokel l'vatel as gufo b'pochas mishishim. B'med v'mum shenimcha o shenechtach. I was not sure. So what happens... What's the din if we said like this? If you have a gid and then you have some potatoes and you cook the gid with the potatoes and you hold yesh begidim benosin tam, you need shishim. Ain begidim benosin tam, you don't need shishim. So let's assume for a second ain begidim benosin tam. So what happens if you have a pot of rice which doesn't have, it's 50 to 1. 50 to 1. The gid is 1 unit and the rice is 50 units. 50 to 1. And you cook it, so it's good. If you hold ein begidim no sentam, it'll be mutterus. You don't need shishim. But what if the gid melts? It disintegrates. And it's not going to be nikar. So would we say the same thing? The mice say ain't begidim no sentam. Would we say that's only if it remains ben, it can't poil it the tam. But if it itself melts into the mixture, so maybe that's different. So that's the Rash Prashita. Below the hakel levatel is gufo b'pachas mishishim. In other words, if it's remedva memurim kshenimche or shenechta. In other words, if it's nimche, if the gid melts into the rice and you don't have shishim, so there's a spark to say you don't have shishim, but ein begidim no sentam. But maybe you can be mechalik that ein begidim no sentam only means when you have the piece of gid and it remains intact and you cook it with the potato, so it's not going to affect the potato. But if the whole thing melts, so maybe that there is tam for. Because the whole idea is it can't impart to something else. But it itself, maybe, we'll see some machron we learn. It itself might have tam. But that tam is so weak that it can't be imparted to something else. But if it itself melts, then you still would need shishim connectum. And we'll see that, and this is brought, the Torah quotes this on page 5. So that's what he says. We're just talking about the gid itself. And let's see the Rashba on page 7. To a three quarters of the, towards the bottom, the first word where I put the bracket, but you can't see it so well. You see the first word in the line is Aval.
If it does have tam,
yeah, of course shisha will work.
When we were discussing whether it's Toshko, the meaning of Hershma, about the Tama, we mentioned how the Tzat suggests that there might be a locomotion in Sinai to Barshishim and Kemetahid.
Right.
According to that idea, even if it's going to be no same time, even if it is Tosfos and Ata, it would still possibly be the Rekha?
According to, you're saying if Shishim is a... Yeah, you're asking well. You're asking very well. You're asking well. He's asking, that we did the Chavos Das, that maybe Shishim, is when we learn the Sugi Bosa Shmuel Basa Taim, but maybe that's a Din Bifnei Atzmo, irrespective of Tam. So if you have a Gid Hanasha in the potatoes, and you only have 50, maybe this is still, according to the Chavos Das, maybe there should still be a Din Daraisa Yini Shishim. Somehow I don't think so, because if the Maisa Emigidim knows the Tam, so then, not because of the Tam, but it doesn't even get into the, it didn't even nichnas into the other food. So it's not a Tarovus before. So it means Shishim if you had a Tarovus, but I like your question. I think what I'm saying is true, but I like your question. So now what he writes, Alok Shadimo, Gufo Shal Isser, Betok Heter, Ein Somech El Akfela. So then, so what does he write here? So then, Ein Somech El Akfela, Lufachot Mishishim. All on the shishim. What does that mean? Ain't so much ella akfela. That means you can only rely on the kfela. All on the shishim. That seems to contradict. So if you look in the new printing of the Mossad Rav Kook Torah Sabayis, you'll see there's a mistake in the. He says about in the bottom of page 8. He says no kufo shel isser b'tocha heter ain't so much akfela. The pachas mishishim. It takes out the word ella. You don't rely on kfela to matter. But this is by nimuach. It's a similar question to what you were saying. But this is by nimuach, so the nimuach it fell in. So then you still need the din of shishim. Even though a kvela might tell you by 50 already you can't taste it. But it's still vakshimo gufu shel isser b'tocha heter ein sovchim akvela v'fachas shishim v'olam b'shishim v'am gav digre kvela v'tame v'lo toimlei v'leka tame disur v'vaday afil yik shishim v'tame kvela v'iz b'tame osu d'tame v'vaday lo botol. So he's saying that you still need the din of shishim, which is interesting. Because, in other words, he said what you said with a different knesh. You said it maybe in all cases, he's saying only by nimcha, which works in good with what I said back to you. Because if it's nimcha, it was nichnas. If it wasn't nimcha, then it didn't even get in.
Describing your Rambana, or does the Chavos Das argue that? If I were to apply a Chavos Das, it would argue that the din are
nimcha. Right. Maybe the Daraisa.
What good is a kfela if it's only like an eighth? Kfela is not going to pick up on that. It has no time. All ideas have no time.
Yeah, so kfela doesn't...
What is kfela going to do anyway?
Maybe it has a little time, we'll see. You need shishim. Kfela won't do it for you less than shishim. To matter it if it's less than shishim. But if there's shishim and the kfela still says he tastes it, then it's still going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So the minute. So the Minchas Kohen on page 11. He says, "Old kashuli should get a nosh afshani moch gufo b'tocha heta sheyitzarich shishim levatlo shalivatel barom." He's questioning the Rashba. He says, "Maybe no. Maybe once you have rov, it's good enough. Maybe once you have rov, it's good enough because the whole idea is that you have shishim's tam. There's no tam. So he's questioning the Rashba. So what's the answer?" To the Rashba, so there's a Chavis Das. So what's the answer? What is the answer? So if you look in the Chavis Das, take a look in the Chavis Das. On page 14 at the bottom. You know, Mr. Kosovo Vashem Rashba, Venus Lachor Kosher Chamurhi. Came into Kaimalon, the saga between his Kvelov and like a Shishim. Came in the name of Gidim and Osin Tam. What's the problem? Ain't be Gidim and Osin Tam. So the kefela should be good enough. So what's the problem? If it's nimoach, you always need shishim. Why is that? He says, "Chay nira devada yef shalom madein legidim tam klal." He says, "You can't say there's no tam at all. There's a minimum tam. If you can yiflagu hatanoim." Yesh begidim no sin tam came in yichalot tamu. How do you have a machlokis? Yesh begidim no sin tam. Taste it and see. So elavadai, Rabbi Willig once said from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, any machlokis in mitzias, you just make it into a machlokis in halacha. By saying that there is tam, the question is that tam sufficient enough to be considered a tam, or is it tam kolosh and doesn't count? So any machlokis in mitzias, you just shift to a machlokis in halacha. נכון, כי יש בכוח טעם לאשר אחר, בגלל שאין מוח הגיד ונסער הגיד וניקר וטעם לא של גיד, הרי אוכל הגיד בעד, בטעם אשר עושה רחמנה. So therefore, that's why you need שישם. תאבי הוקר איסר, שמרגיש עם הטעם, אך שיכול להתם ההתה. So that's what he says, that that's why you still need שישם, even though אין בגיד ולא של טעם. Because in Imoach, it's different. Because in Imoach, you'll still taste the time. Okay, that's it. Okay, so that was one part of the discussion for today. The second part of the discussion of today is the discussion of bugs. And you have to remind me, I want to give you that shiur one of these days on the bugs in the water. So just tell me when you think I should give it. Okay?
Wednesday?
Yeah, you want me to give it Wednesday?
I'll see how... Same.
Yeah, okay, so what I'll try to do, I have some packets, I might have to make more. Maybe if I give it an after shear today and it's ready for then we can have that shear on Wednesday. On the bugs.
Packet 18A.
It's interesting because I was in a farm store yesterday and I saw the article came out with the biography of Rabelsky. That's all. So he was the one who was matter the book. I don't know if they spoke about it in the article, the biography. Okay, I think it's a great idea. Maybe on Wednesday we should have if we could get it done. And maybe right after Shira I'll go give in the packet and see if we could have it done. Okay. So what does the Tshuvas HaRashba say? Page 16. Kedei Shleim Shadofel Yitush Lotoch Amara. You have a soup, and some bug fell into the soup. Hamashu Shakol Osra, Shein Bidul Beri Asura. So you can't find it. It's in the soup someplace. So the question is, could you eat the soup? I didn't say it's bottle, but berry is not bottle. So he says that the berry, right, in other words, the berry is only going to be asr, eating the berry itself. It's not going to be given a sin as tam, because that's a tam of kam. So if you're able to check like part of the soup and you know there's no barrier there, so you don't have to worry that there was an asinus tam there. And he says it's pasha, you know, that's the regular halacha. Okay, so now...
Why? We wouldn't be worried about
Nimoach
or
Bach
in
the soup. Well, if it's Nimoach, then it's not Niker, then it'll be Bato.
Even though it fell in
it. Yeah, but now it... yeah. Okay, so the question is like this. There is a whole discussion here. How do you... ascertain the story. First, is when is it considered that it's muksak? So we'll see the different levels of what your chova to check the bugs are. For okay, so. First of all, like this, there's a Gemara in Yevamos on page 18, Sanuk Dalam Aleph, talks about if you get married, Nasa Isha Vesha Imas Eser Shonim, he's married to a woman for 10 years, and they didn't have children, Rahman Salam, Lo Yoldo, Ein Rasha Levato, meaning he's not allowed to. Vatel per revu. See, now she says he has to divorce her, or he should marry a second wife. Okay, how that applies or doesn't apply as much as that is a separate discussion. We're not here to discuss that right now. But. So now she isha cheres. So now, so then he gets married a second time. In Russia the vato, Yesha muteres linosay laacher. Russia shein l'shosimo. They could live another 10 years. Hipila mona mishasha hipila. So the question is like this: he can get married a second time. Can he say the second woman? She also didn't have children. So can he get married a third time? So that's the Gemara here on page 19, Samach Dalam Naveis, Sheini in Shlishi Lo. You can only get married a second time. Question is, because when do you consider Muchsak that you're not going to have, when do you consider Muchsak when you're not going to have children? Therefore you can't, that she's not right to have children. She gets married a second time. The first husband, she didn't have children. Second husband, she can get married. Can she? What about the third time?
It's too variable. So, I mean, even if it's possible, each three times the man.
Right. So the Gemara says, Sheni and Shlishi Lomas Nisi Mari Rebbe, Tanya, Mala harishon meis sheni meis shlishi lo tomul. Right, you have three brothers. The first two were mesu machmas mila, so the third one shouldn't get a bris mila. Divrei Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. No, even the third one could get, but if the third one dies, then you can't give it to the fourth one. So that's the question: betray zimni havi chazaka, or betla zimni havi chazaka? What makes something chazaka? So the Rush on page 20 writes that it depends. Mila v'nesuun betray zimni havi chazaka. The suffix defashusu. In other words, there's another case we didn't do yet of katlonis, right? That the husband dies. That's another gemara here. That right, the case of the gemara of katlonis, that you get married and then you're. Your husband died, and then you get married again, and your husband died. So bad mazel.
Also, by the loss of the
Excellent. So he says like this: when it comes to sakanas tefashos, we have to go luchumra and retrace him to have a chazaka. So if you gave two bris milas to your sons and they both died, you don't give the third one. That's how we paskin. And if you get married twice to this woman, she gets married twice to two different men, and they all die in her, she can't get married a third time, because some bad mazel of her. Right? But when it comes to things that are not pikuach nefesh, so then we can follow the opinion that three times is chazaka. So that... But it's not a pikuach nefesh situation. So, as we'll see, that if you find three bugs in the flour, right? Person's making flour, checking his flour, make challah, and they find three bugs in the challah, in the flour, so now this is considered muhsak to have bugs in, to infested. Thus is infested. So let us discuss what are the halakhas. Yeah.
Would it matter of how large of a volume of flour we're dealing with? Because larger volume of flour, more likely you are to find bugs eventually. And is it about concentrated amount of bugs per flour, or is it just the number three in any given amount?
Yeah, any given amount, number three.
And we'd be allowed to sift out just if you sift the flour, would that fix?
Right. So we'll see. So he writes it very clearly, Rabbi Feivel Cohen, the Bari HaShulchan, on page 21. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kederi shal marach shanafal shal beri v'nevda ha'aster hakol." Right. So, in other words, you have a kedera of soup, and one bug falls in, and you can't find it. So it's aster because it's a beri. Then in halacha dal yirakas mivush. If you find three bugs in the vegetables, hayirako sasurim. So then there are it's infested. But the meshlokas, if you make a vegetable soup, so the vegetable soup itself, you could it's liquid and you could filter it. And that's okay. But the gimel talaim is the shear. So what's this idea? So let's take a look. Yeah, he writes it very nicely. Yeah, take a look in Siv Dalet. That's his koyach. He's a good Baal Masbir, Raphael Cohen.
Why don't we say initially that if you have the one Kadero soup, why don't you just, you saw Barry fall in, but just strain it. The body's out.
Yeah, with Nechanami. So if you can strain it and get the bug out, you can get it out.
Doesn't he say that explicitly?
That's what he says in the next. First he's telling you the Iker Halacha. It's awesome. Now, how do you get rid of it? That's the next halacha. So, Sivda, look at the bottom of the Bar HaShulchan. Yerokas b'vo sholosh, imzu b'em sholosh toloim. Achim b'zeh ha-sif ha-kdoma k'tzara. V'hi, sh'arba midos b'yerokas. There are four halachas regarding vegetables and bugs. Ha-echad, im sh'chichas ha-rochash hu-raf miyot. In other words, this type of vegetable is not usually infested. And in Mia Chena Motsui, we'll have to see what's the share of Mia Chena Motsui. In other words, because you have 40%, it's also a meat, but that's a big meat. 60-40 is different than 99-1. So if it's whatever the cutoff point is, we'll have to see that it's called the Mia Chena Matzik, that these vegetables are usually non-infested. Then you don't have to check the klal.
Is this the same determination of Mia Chena Matzik that we need to check as well? Meaning to determine if we need to check certain...
That halacha, right. Harav Lindenblad is pointing out that this halacha is brought down in treifus. In other words, whenever you buy an animal, you buy meat, so it was checked for treifus. I hope you're not eating treif, hopefully. But they're not going to check for every treifa. All the treifus possible. Then maybe in 1 year you'll get one kosher animal, it'll take forever. So they only check the ones that are what? Matsui. Right? The ones that are not matsui, those are not checked for. Yeah. So if you want to see here, okay, we'll find it. But that's where it's coming from, right? So certain trafers that are matzoi, like in the lungs and things like that, that you check for those. The ones that are not matzoi, you assume they're okay. Because you only have to check for mir ha-matzoi. Mir chein ha-matzoi, you don't have to check. And this is the piece, I remember Rabbi Weinfeld, he had the yeshiva Lev Avram, he used to nickname it Lev Abe. You know, he used to come around in the day to try to get Talmidim to come to the yeshiva. His father was the late Shailos and Shuvas Lev Avram. Right? His almana is married to Rabbi Braunschweiger. So I remember he told one of his visits here to YU, he was telling me about his father's tshuva. You have to know when to apply it, but the question about checking shatness is, do you always have to check for shatness or no? Right, so his father pointed out that if the garment is a mir she'eino matzoi, of that type of thing, then mikra din, you don't have to check it for shatness, because it's a mir she'eino matzoi. That was his father's...
Depends on who the tailor is, right? I mean, some tailors are more mute, some more so than others, I would think, right? Certain brands...
Certain brands, exactly. Yeah. That's the idea. Yeah. You have to know whether it's Mir HaMotzei, Mir Chein HaMotzei. So, today it's much more easy to check for shotness than it was. This fellow, Mr. Rosenberg, he opened the shotness laboratory on Lee Avenue. And he was very, very involved. in that. But like sometimes somebody will call me up and say, like I got the suit, I didn't get a chance to check it yet, or something like that. Can I wear it, you know? So in certain cases, you can wear it, because a lot of times I'll tell people, just check it anyway, because why not? You know, it's so easy to do it. But Mikra Adin, you know, they could probably use it for, you know, it's right before Yom Tov, and they don't, you know, something like that. And if it's a Mitzvah and a Matzah, then it'll be okay. It's not like the people who ask me, I didn't get a chance to be told of the Kalim, could I use it one time before, you know, I get a lot of calls like that also, so that, you don't get a freebie for that. Here it's not that you're getting a freebie, it's that the Mikra Adin, you don't have to check. It's just the Miyos Tov, I tell people to check everything because, well, you know, why not? But Mikra Adin...
But I have a minute that you can use a Kalim one time before the Vila.
I don't have to give half a minute to everyone's questions that they ask, but I'm telling you, people, it's a mere ha-motzoi that people ask this question. Yeah, okay.
Would that shuva also be used in the situation, say, it doesn't even say wool or linen, and that would be... Maybe they still use the bread, and that would be the
end of our... Okay, yeah, so you have to speak to somebody who's in the Shatnas world, and will tell you that certain things are Miyad Shamotzi and certain things are Miyad Shenamotzi. Okay, so Mamela, if this type of vegetable is a Miyad Shenamotzi, so Afla Chathila in Sarkh Vera Dilav Dokhe Yerochas. If it's Miyad, then number two, Sheim Hu Miyad Hamotzi, Kayev min hadin the botkam. So then if it's a meat, it's still a meat. Say it's 51-49, you know, so that's meat amatsui. So then, but you have to check it. But that'll only be drabbanim, because you still have the rope. You still have a rope on your side. Right, checking the lungs, be trefus. Oh well, the simara trefus bereya, hey miyot hamatzoi, chayavim lebotkom. Hey kol sofik shivolein, bechovas bedikazu, al klin lukula, kedin sofik drabanu lukula. So that's the second halacha. Like, for example, Nevda Hareya, Kodim Shabbatka, Mutter. Right, in other words, if the Reya got lost, you know, then it's Mutter.
Did you have the points getter? Did you get points getter for not being Boydik the Reya? Does that apply to vegetables? If you, they eat with them from the Mutter Mockery and they don't check?
Yeah, points getter, sure. You violated the Dindrabada. Okay, so that's the second halacha. And then he says, number three, so again, so if it's a Mir Hamma, a mir chayin matzo, you don't have to check at all. If it's a mir ha matzo, you have to check mid rabbanon. And the second wide line, number the third scenario is again a sheshkichas harachas who besafek hashokel, 50-50, you know, more or less. The 50-50. Yeah, so then you don't have a rove anymore. Then you don't have a rove. Suffik ha-shokol, shashchayv lebotkom min ha-torah. So then it's a real chiyav b'dikah midoraisa. Chol suffik she-yivolev chol z'gvizu u'l-chumrum. Chol mokom ha-avnazayim is bashol ha-avnazayim b'kor b'shum sveik-sveikah. But if you cook them, then you might have a sfek sfek. Sfek will have some rocks recarved. You do tolomar shasham, shem in the milk of a bishop. So, but say you didn't, you weren't bodek, but they were mispashal. So then it could be mutter, we didn't stake sveik. Because even though it's 50-50, but who's, maybe this time you lucked out. You're in the 50 that didn't have. So maybe there's nothing there now. And even if there was something there now, maybe it was nimoch. So you have the sveik sveik. Even if there was a bugs there, but maybe they were nimoach in the cooking. So that's the third. Now the fourth, number four. Yeah. It's a suffix. But what if this particular thing was huchsuk bishrotzim? So it means that you saw three bugs in the. So now you have a chiyuv bedika min haTorah, and it's not going to help that what a sfek sveka, because it's a vaday, it's not a suffik. So then the only way out is to go through each piece and make sure there's no bug. Hashtukam ha'chad ha'mechamid al-yedeshin mitzvah ba'otam yirokosh shalosh taloim huchtzuku she'esham o taloim. Once there's three, it's infested. And you have to assume b'torz vaday that there are more. And apshe siru taloim eilu she'nimtu ha'kati asur v'yirokosh sofik echa shem nimoche eima kilim. And then the only way out is if you actually go through every single thing, you know, or you strain it, so everything is, and then you make sure everything got removed. Yeah.
The whole thing's in a bottom. No matter how much you want to say it's bad, the whole period is in a bottom. The whole, you can't match out, you can't get higher than.
You say right. In other words, even if it looks up, what you're saying. But you can't, you're not allowed to eat it because I think there's a chashash that you're going to eat it when it's nicker. You don't see it now, but when you take it out and you're eating it,
it's nicker and you won't
eat it. Right. Yeah. So, but he asked that question, then he says, I am Mem Gimel. Yeah, Shari Dura, the Taurus Bazaar. So let's see what he says. Mem Gimel, Shabiri Ena Batel, Mukhal Kosha, Nero, the Sivza, Mr. Sheris, Gershanino, Shabiri Ena Batel, the 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 Shabiri Ena יש לכם מסביק זה, דאב לא יספיק זה בודו, חולדין בי ידו בו בודו מג'בודו. זה כמו של מסביק זה, זה שם נימוך, בו אבי ספיק השוקו, אבל אם אתם אנחנו עושים אף מג'בודו. You will have a very bottle of more of my shayinu yachum sanu, yachum sanu gaminu.
Yeah.
Right. Zer kamash mulon. The subject zer the shemini moach. Well, the subject has shuffled kol kach. This probably didn't happen. Beimatir mechamoso af bidraban. So once it's muksaf that it's there,
even though it helps,
but
it's like
fake,
but doesn't help.
It doesn't help when it's muksa. So therefore what? So if you saw three things in the soup, so then what? So how does he answer your question? So you can't eat it.
That's like it's there. You have to assume it's there, and you walk, it can't.
So what's the answer to your question? If it's there, I'll see it, then I won't eat it.
It's not like it's nicker, you have to assume it's there.
And therefore, if you'll eat it, it'll be what?
Over
in the Sidra-Bonin. Because you have to assume it's there, and you don't get the cool of Safek Rabbanon, the cool of, because it's not.
Yeah. Okay. But well, very good. Maybe it's not there, but then already in the starting the cool of Sedimoa, then
right.
You have to solve it.
Right. So then you can view it as a Safek Rabbanon. But if it's Vade there, so it's too strong to say we're going to treat it as a Safek Derabbanan. So we treat it as a Vade Derabbanan. But it's still a Vade Derabbanan. And you assume it's there and you assume it's not. So you assume it's there and you assume it's not Nimoch. And you don't say you could.
By
Muksa. Muksa, right.
If the original thing is weak.
Yeah. Now, this idea of Miyat HaMotze, we have a Gemara in Chulin on page 23 of Gimel Amud Beis, Rov Mitzuyim El Shechita Mumkenei. Right, if something was shechted, you assume that it was shechted by properly, because most people who shech know what they're doing. Right. So the Rush, on the next page, says, but what if the shochet is here? So do I have a chiyuv to question him? I can be bodek, meaning I can bevare. So that's what he says, that certain things you should be mevare. I go to Farshim the Yisrael Rov, it's a shittimutu, etc. So, the kids are. The Fadeno that the Rosh of the Shmachaber says, and you have to be bold in him. Because that's the din of it's rovetsuyim, but there could be still a miyot hamotzi that that is not Maki. But then you have to check. So this is the discussion. So, and that's the Ron, the famous Ron in Chulin on page 28 here. He said, "Hani mila b'sracha shereyas tefishein mitzuyus." A shot trefus of hilu chatin lein tzarech limpa. Right, that's why you check the trefus of the reya. You don't check all the other trefus because the difference is mira motzer v'sher mitzayda motzer. Okay, so the Rivash has a tshuva on page 34 where he says that Motzei means Karv Lemechza. But if it's not Karv Lemechza, it's like 90-10, that's not Karv Lemechza. It's almost half, like 48%, maybe 40%. You know, Karv Lemechza is Mira Motzei. That's a big kula. That's a big cooler. And the Mishkanos Yaakov Mirza Tshuva, where he says, based on the Gemara Gittin, Ten percent. Because the Mishnah says in Gittin that in other words, you want to be mafrish, shumas and maestros on wine from the wine you have at home, but maybe the wine that you have at home spoiled. So the Gemara Bava Basra's mashma that. That there's a 10% based on the Gemara Vazavastra said that there's a 10% spoilage rate. So 10% gets spoiled. So since it says that you could be so much on the wine that you have at home, that's the Gemara here in the Mishnah. A benir peres lios mafrish aleim. Shuma meisters and most lios mafrish aleim. I said, There's a choshev eish leiz in Rebbe Ezer. Rebbe Yudah omer b'chol sprach in both yim say yayin. Chol sprach in both yim say yayin. And the yayin is a 10% spoilage rate. So you see that up to 10%, still 10%, it's you don't have to worry. But once you get 10%, then you have to worry. So 10% is already mir hamatzah. That's the Mishkos Yaakov. So that's a bigger, much bigger chumrah. The Mishnah speaks about many chesed matrich shalem truma, matrich shalem chesed shkayim onim, right? And the verse says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shalosh prakim bodkim as a yayin." Three times a year, you have to check the wine to see that it's still good, that you could use it to be mafresh aleihem. And what's this idea? Three times a year, that there's a chovas bedika. Because the other Mishnah Bava Basra says that you assume that 10% gets spoiled, so there's a chovas bedika. That you got to this 10%, but if you don't get to 10%, then you don't have to worry. So that's his remiss.
What happens if you find a
less than that. But if you check all, you know, 100 edibles, you check every edible, you find that 7%. You do that a couple of times. You always find that 7% of your tomatoes have a trace of. Does that lower the immune monthly now from 10% to 7%?
People, would we change the halakha, you say, based on that?
Yeah, just the exactly. Now, I always find 7% of trachea in the lungs.
Well, would we say that now you don't have to check the lungs?
You mean the cold?
Yeah. I don't know. The kids, one more last thing.
No, it's not pretty cool.
Yeah, first thing that
Eventually.
Okay, so why is it only 3 times? That's true, then why is it only 3 times? I mean, Hamokar Pero.
So we're not sure when this 10% can.
But Hamokar Pero is only 3 times a year.
We're not sure when it happened, right? So we have to take these periodical
checks. So that's when Hamokar Pero is got the scalp that we use 3 times a year. But when it says
Hamokah
Peres,
they
have to
recycle
all that 10% of spoilers.
Right, because it's
assumed. That's all the time, no? You don't say, oh, it's not the
use of your time,
it's not
the most
thing,
right, right.
Therefore, I have to recycle it. They always have to recycle that.
Right.
10%.
Right.
So you don't
know when it's
going to
be.
So we're saying, so that, so if that was always a shash, then it shouldn't be, meaning it's not that use of your time, you have to be pushing for more. I mean, 10% you always have to assume that's normal. But these 3 times a year,
Yeah, he says, the Yitzhak will be given prakim shana, so Motsu is kalkel, the Yom Eilu. Right?
Okay.
So Mela, the Motsu is kalkel. But yet you're allowed to be mafresh on the wine, assuming they're okay. Shemayim the tzvei hachalav orach arlus kalkel v'losi gadai to l'kavol harei l'hedya the shir mayim l'kalkel l'chilek simetov gamzei nurak. So one tenth gets, and you have to be choshish for that one tenth. That's why you're. In other words,
so
I think for that one time.
So then why?
We'll talk. One second. Let me just finish one thing. And then there's a tshuva that Rabbi Rabbi Yashiv wrote to Rabbi Schwab. Rabbi Lubin was the messenger about the big restaurants. So they have a lot of. You know, it's very hard to check every single lettuce and everything of it, and there might be muksuk. So what do you do? Right, he says, Shatzvich al-Hakid, yeah, you got it for big, for whole summer camps, and for, so they're going to use even those that are muksak v'tolayim. So basically, so what do you do? And if muksak v'tolayim, then you got to. You got to check every single thing. So he says, well, if you put them in salt water, and the toloim will flow to the top. So then at least you can make it that it's no longer muksak. You can do something to unmuksak it, and then you'll cook it, and then you'll have your svek sveka.
Don't you know about the Jesus Kabbalah? Because also you should boil
Yeah. Yeah, because it's too difficult.
If it's not extra, then why is it different than what we had earlier in the milk?
There's the rogue
out there in the world. But
yeah, but this is
mukzak. But the package that I get, not that good. Why can't I say it's from the rogue?
But I know mine are muksak.
And I'm getting vegetables. So, I mean, yes, there's an infestation in the general crop in the world. A lot faster than one that Mike Camp gets. Then why can't I say Mike Camp is from the rope? You know, I'm getting a small little tiny fraction of the world's crop.
Right, right.
There's an infestation in the world. So my little bit, which is probably coming up chopped up anyway, for all I know, right? Why can't I say it's from the rope? Then I have a right to come in from the rope. I think the whole is to be up, but that's like the same way with the milk. You're going to have to have to go after a lot.
But what is he trying to say? He's trying to get away with the Chovas Medika if it's in the case of Muksak.
Right, so neither of them they have to check. But if we're saying it's too difficult, like it's the answer.
But is this only Midrabanan or this is...
Why is it different than the milk?
No, because maybe this is, maybe you don't have a rove here.
In other words,
you're getting a quantity. So any time you get such a quantity, there's vadai. But it doesn't, by milk, it doesn't have to be that way.
It's more than a miyat hamatzi?
Yeah.
So when you say an infestation level, that's less than 50%, 30%, 40%.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Maybe. We'll see. Okay. So before you came, we took a vote here that we can try to have the shear on bugs in the water on Wednesday. So that means that I have to make sure those packets are produced. So I'm going to try to go get them produced. Have some of my... Let's see how much I have left over by to get it produced. Okay, so this is, you have to think about these in Yonim. They're not easy in Yonim. But, okay.